magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday, November 20th, 2017. Thanksgiving week.
Thanksgiving week, just a few days away. I know. Ooh. It's like scary. I don't have everything bought and I'm not ready.
Yeah, we're both talking about that. It's like, is it really going to be this week? And then Friday, we launch into Christmas music. So it'll be a Christmas music filled weekend. And probably I'll just incorporate 30-40% of Christmas music for the next 8 or 10 days, and then come December, Christmas music through the end of the year. So that's been exciting, previewing a variety of songs and getting our selections all ready for you to enjoy in the coming days. But Thanksgiving on Thursday.
I know.
Wow.
And that Friday is one of my favorite days in the world when all the Christmas music starts everywhere. I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
I many put my places lights up that day.
Have started already. But,
I know.
Yeah. All good. Well, let's see, we left last Monday at about page 6 or 7, I can't remember, and we talked about having a dear, sweet gal in the studio with us. Her name is Nancy Medrow, and she's the owner, proprietor, entrepreneur of Unique Baby Gifts, now at the north end, near the north entrance of Lincoln Square. But because of circumstances and scheduling and all that's going on, we're going to have you read her story because you wrote it.
I did.
And yet you found some interesting things out about her, just a sweet, dear lady that does all these handmade items in her shop. But she's been around the area for many years, 80-plus years.
Yeah.
And you were enamored by her. You just said, Mark, she's inspirational. She's such an encouragement. She's fun to be around. She's talkative. She's bright. She's creative. And you were filled up by the time you finished talking with her.
I enjoyed it. And, you know, I met her when we were putting together the gift boxes for the 20th birthday celebration.
Sure.
She was actually down in this wing at that point,
Lincoln
Square, and she submitted little cards.
And then we had little
chocolates or something.
Yeah,
I think it was chocolates.
Chocolate, yeah, I had some.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, many. They were leftovers. I enjoyed them.
Well,
I think they were the mints.
That's
they were
like,
chocolate mints,
yeah.
Like those peppermint patties, I think. They were real good.
I'm trying not to get off track here, but Bob Dickey brought chocolates to our meeting for the newspaper the other day from the, is it Black and White in Gibson City? Black and White chocolates or something like that.
Phenomenal, but I think you put a request in for if you're going to do any Christmas gifts, this has to be it.
I thought I might as well jump in with that.
Well, those were unique, too, as we're on this tangent, because we'll get back to the Prime Life Times in this story.
Yeah, let's keep track of that.
But those chocolates had salt on the top. I've never had that before.
Salted caramel,
Oh, they were good.
Yeah, you
especially
like that.
The milk chocolate ones. The dark chocolate, I'm not a dark chocolate guy, and I guess dark chocolate is better for you.
Well, that's what they say.
They
say a lot of things.
But that caramel with salt, literally salt granules on top, it made the taste sweet and salty.
I know.
That was good.
Yeah, we're doing a commercial.
Need to have one of those now.
I know.
So, yeah, we'll have to get them to advertise in the Prime Life Times
for
that little shout out. Okay, so this Nancy, I guess a month or so back, you met up with her and you said, Nancy, we want to do a story on you. You're a sweet, dear old lady.
Yeah.
Sweet, dear lady. So she probably would admit she's
she'd
old
laugh
too.
At
83,
that, actually.
Yeah.
She is a great crocheter. The stuff in her store is just extraordinary.
And so I think I described this picture a week or so ago where this lampshade that she had put fabric on and it matches the little girl's kind of pink and white dress, and there's a pillow that matches and some other accessories. So she kind of puts together a whole package of whatever you want. If you want boys' clothing and to match with other accessories in the room. But she does more than just those kind of things. She's a people person and has been owning a business for many years.
Oh, goodness, yes.
So right here at Lincoln Square. And her hours vary, but come on over. She has a going out of business sale, and we want to encourage you to buy a variety of different gifts. That's a great time to get some of that gift purchasing done before the holiday gets too crazy.
They're well worth it.
Okay, so she's a unique lady, and that's the title of this article.
Yeah, a unique lady. All right. Nancy Medrow is the owner of Unique Baby Gifts, located in the south wing of Lincoln Square in Urbana, Illinois.
Now located in the north end.
That's true.
She got moved overnight. Long story, but she's in the north end right now.
It's filled with gorgeous, well-made baby items. Sweaters, christening gowns, bibs, blankets, novelty hats, ponchos, toys, baby room decor, and much more. So many of the items truly are unique, as the name of the store implies. Plus, Nancy is fun to talk with. She's a personable and welcoming shop owner. Nancy was raised in Urbana, a member of a large country family. She worked for 35 years in data processing. Is that data processing or data processing?
I say data, but
you say potato, I say potato.
Yeah,
okay.
That's right.
All right. It's fascinating to hear her stories from that field's early stages when she started as a card puller.
Yeah, that'll take some of our listeners way back, card pullers.
I know.
You know, that's when the phone operations where they'd put the wire and plug it in, this one, or, oh, get off the line, I'm on this, you know, a party line. Did you ever have like a community area
that's on the phones, Mark.
Yeah, yeah. Well, phones and pulling cards, I'm just going way back in time.
Yeah, back in time.
Okay, back to the pulling cards, because she was a data processor.
Yes, she was. Then on to key card punching. Later, she became an IBM computer operator working in a large computer room and went on to write applications and formats for data entry. Her stories are a walk through computing history. For years, Nancy and her sister-in-law, and brother participated in numerous craft fairs around the area. When Nancy retired from data processing, she opened a small store, Nancy's Crafts, on the corner of Washington and Philo Roads in Urbana. One day, Lincoln Square Management contacted her and invited her to open a store there, Unique Baby Gifts. And it's been in operation for 17 years.
Yeah, she's a veteran here. You need to know anything about the mall for the last 17 or 20 years, you ask Nancy.
That's true. Nancy has 3 children, 2 grandchildren, and loves spending quality time with them as well as preparing holiday dinners for them. She also enjoys visiting with customers and, of course, her ever-present crocheting. A local crocheting group meets at the store every Thursday. Nancy also has a baby item mail order business. For further information, call 217-328-2098.
That's 217-328-2098. Call now.
Call now. You're so good at that, Mark. To my dismay, Unique Baby Gifts will be closing its doors at Lincoln Square by the end of the year. But there is currently a great sale in progress.
Woohoo! Get there now.
Be sure to stop in, say hello, and best wishes to Nancy. And be ready to see some gorgeous baby items at a great price.
And so much more.
Oh.
Yes, there's lots of things there.
You should go into advertising or something.
That's right. Hey, Primetime Times.
Hey, let's do that. Let's start a newspaper.
So, yeah, that's right. Been there, done that.
Yeah, for 7 weeks. Yeah, been there, done that.
I'm ready to move on to something new.
No.
Yeah, actually.
I don't think we could bear it.
Yeah, Marianne and I, maybe a little slap heavy. We've been pulling some all-nighters. Well,
yeah.
I won't say all-nighters, but some late-nighters and early morning to get the deadline in. In fact, we want to finish up this November edition because we're already ready to launch the December edition.
Yes, we are.
We're taking it through proofreading now and getting it to the printer and then back on the newsstand soon. So
the learning curve has been strong,
yes,
but we've done
it. So that's all coming together. But if you stop by Lincoln Square, you know, say hi to Nancy, tell her you're a Great News Radio listener, and then come on over to the center in case you need to load up some things. We have tote bags we can give out, and now would be a great time to get a yard sign out in your yard while the ground isn't frozen yet. You can still put it in, and it'll last for the next 3 or 4 months.
It'll freeze in place.
Yeah, that's right.
Stand upright.
Last through the new year. So, yeah, a very unique lady and a nice story. And it's all in our Prime Lifetimes November edition, located at over 100 businesses and service providers throughout the area. So, yeah, and then we have that nice going out of business sale, Unique Baby Gifts ad right underneath your picture, along with those nice things that she's crocheted and put together.
Yeah.
So, oh, okay. So moving on, did we cover the trivia corner?
I don't think we did.
Okay.
Did we?
Turning to page 7. What do you have on page 7 here, Marianne?
Well, we've started a trivia corner each month.
Mm-hmm.
This first one for November talked about the presidential retreat, founded near Washington, D.C. in 1942, was originally named Shangri-La by Franklin Roosevelt. Eisenhower renamed the retreat Camp David after his grandson. It still has that name today.
I I bet a number of people didn't know Camp David was after Eisenhower's grandson.
Oh.
Yeah. Very nice picture.
Yeah, isn't that a great picture?
Yeah.
That's Roosevelt and Churchill at Camp David fishing.
1943. At that point, it was still called Shangri-La.
I was not born yet, were you?
Nope.
Okay.
1960.
Oh.
Great year.
You're young.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and then we turned the page, page 8. We talked with Kathleen Jennings a few weeks ago, and she read her story for everyone. That's
really
just a
well
classic
done.
Picture of her, too.
Yeah.
That
is it? Is it?
Bonnet, that yeah. hat, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's not a bonnet, Mark. It's a really cute hat.
Yeah, we're like, we get closer to Easter.
She's probably listening. She's like, bonnet?
Yeah. There we have our crossword puzzle.
Yeah.
The theme was fall fun. What's the theme for Christmas? It's just going to be...
I think it's going to be TV families.
TV families.
Because I can't find a good Christmas one.
Oh.
I want to try and get good ones in there, but maybe we'll find a Christmas one before that. But there's a lot of good feedback about having crossword puzzles. People like those. And then the requests started coming in. Please put in Sudoku, or whatever that is.
Sudoku.
Well, anyway, that... So we're going to have that in December, but now people want a cryptogram.
Oh, and then they're going to want that Scrabble word
where
you have to figure out the word. And I was looking at some other papers and some of the other things they offer. There's also another thing where they're half boxes and they're numbers, and it's got another unusual name with a couple K's and U's in there.
Sounds complicated.
And, yeah, I couldn't figure out exactly what you were supposed to do, but I think you have to
Not for
do
people who stay
numbers.
Up all night this group.
So, how to save time and money this holiday season. That's a good article.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that actually was.
And a nice picture, photograph of a family unwrapping some Christmas gifts. And that's what we're all about, I guess, in the next couple weeks.
With it's on
Black
us.
Friday and all the sales.
You know, I don't
that
like
people
that
are going
name.
Out.
Well, this is interesting, though, this ad, hiring bus drivers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they wanted to focus that because so many people that are retired have the time.
Oh, true.
And so they already have said, I don't think we're going to be, they have an ad in the December edition, but they want to do it again next year.
Do they?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, what you'd call their marketing budget or advertising budget
Kick
is spent.
Kick back in again.
But they hiring bus drivers, so hey, maybe you will qualify and want to be a part of this. Let's see. Visit apply.firstgroupcareers.com.
A friend of my youngest daughter's was a bus driver for a while. She did a great job. And, you know, I really believe that that is an important
work. It's a ministry.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It really is.
In fact, Stephen Murphy, who sings with the Singing Men of GNN, I don't know if he still does it, but he was a principal for a number of years, then finally retired. And
he took a bus driver?
Bus drive, and he loved it because he still interacted with the kids, and he takes them to and fro back and to school and pick up and
That's neat.
Built those relationships. I know a couple other people. Duderstadt, Carl Duderstadt.
He
was a bus driver and worked on buses. And,
and
some others, they love it because they get to still connect with the kids.
Well, Carl likes to work on cars, period.
Yeah.
Carl, happy Thanksgiving down there in the hospital.
Yeah.
or the rehab, sorry.
You don't probably know this, but every Monday night, or most every Monday night, JD, sometimes we have him on... what's it? FaceTime. They FaceTime him sometimes, and then he has his phone and he shows all the singing men. And Duder still acts as our chaplain. He prays up the evening.
Oh, Mark, are you serious?
So there were times where he hardly had a voice and he was laying in his hospital bed, but he would still pray up for the singing men. And so and Duder, all the singing men laugh. I mean, his prayers aren't quick.
Oh,
I mean, they're like
that guy's a prayer.
Five,
though, let me tell
six,
you.
8 minutes, and it's like, okay, Duder, this,
even with a voice barely there, he's fabulous.
Yep. So
I like that.
The
though.
Guy's eyes look forward, usually right around 7:05, 7:10. We connect with him, and he welcomes everyone, and then he says the prayer, and then we wish him well and get an update on his health. He is gaining a little more weight and a little more strength. But, we didn't know if he was going to be around.
I know
We're like, Lord, is it time for him to come to glory? And
he really rebounded.
The Lord sees fit to keep him here, and we're very pleased.
Keep praying for him.
Yeah, Carl Duderstadt, Little Duder. He loves to tell that story at Singing Men concerts. So we'll miss him this Christmas season.
Mm-hmm.
He won't be singing with us, but we have the two dates. We'll be at the Danville Mall on Saturday the 9th at noon, and then the next Saturday the 16th we'll be at Marketplace Mall. So we'll have two free Singing Men concerts this Christmas season. Of course, it's a little over a month away.
It's coming right in.
Yeah, that's right. That's like, okay,
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, then that's right. Then we're into December, so Yeah, less than a month. Wow. So, Singing Men concert's free Saturday the 9th in Danville at the mall, and then Saturday the 16th at Marketplace Mall.
That's so, always a highlight at Marketplace.
Yeah, it's one of our favorite concerts, and this will be, I think this is our 19th or 20th straight year.
I really appreciate
we've been
them
at
doing
Marketplace
that.
Mall.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been great to us. So, all right, so there's how art and poetry can help people deal with challenging times. I think we all need to read about that.
I do, because when I get in challenging times, art and poetry is the last thing I want to do, but I think it's fantastic because I know it helps.
Speaking of art, you know, we have our English conversation class.
Yeah.
We had it on Thursday. You're in here
yeah.
with the advanced group, and so then we close the window and shut
the
doors.
I know, shut me in.
Keep all you excellent people
right.
contained in
something
here.
Something like that.
Well, Donna Crotchett, an old friend from years ago, and had emailed me early part of last week and said, hey, do you need volunteers for the Conversation English
nice.
Class? And I said, sure. And this ties into how art and poetry can help people deal with challenging times. So I said, usually the new instructors, teachers, facilitators sit in on my group, and then, you know, I kind of train them, show them what mm-hmm. we do, and then launch them into their own group, or they assist somebody else. So she sat down, and we were working on those Thanksgiving words and things, and then I remembered she was an artist. And I said, hey, because none of the students knew what the green bean casserole was. What's
oh,
a casserole?
Yeah, yeah.
And so we're trying to, well, it's like there's a casserole dish. I said, Donna, draw me like a dish, what this
yeah.
thing looks like that we put in an oven. And so she's really gifted. So she draws that, and then she said, now this would be like a, you all know what green beans are, string beans and so forth.
Right.
And she said, so she explained it and defined it, because they didn't know, like a green bean casserole. I said, oh, there's chicken casseroles, there's tuna fish casseroles, there's dozens and dozens of different kinds
right.
of casseroles, but it's usually in this kind of pan, and we put it in an oven, and so anyway, she probably drew out 15 or 20 different things, and she's so gifted, and they're like, wow, they were impressed on how talented she was.
We need an artist with every group to do that. That would be fantastic.
I think so, because I used to do my stick figures. I would explain something, they're like, now, what is that again? I was like, yeah, I'm not very good at this. She was phenomenal. And she used to draw these little fuzzy people. So I forget what they were called, but they were little fuzzy characters.
Fuzzy.
She created, it's like little drolls, but much warmer and fuzzier and more brilliant with her colors. I mean, she's very talented.
Hey,
and I said, hey, in the future, bring them in.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have her even do a little talk. And,
yeah.
So anyways.
We should do it. Well, you have brought up a memory for me, I'd like to say.
Sure, sure.
And that is, when you talk about casseroles and Thanksgiving, it just crossed my mind when you were talking. One of the most meaningful Thanksgivings I had was with my sister-in-law, Donna, just the two of us.
Oh.
My parents were in Africa. My brother Ron had to be gone. I can't remember why, but it was important. He couldn't be home for Thanksgiving. We were all so used to the big family, extended family. The kids were all sick. All her kids were all sick.
Oh.
They were upstairs or in the living room being sick. And it was, we made this little thing she called corny beef casserole. It was wonderful. It's like corn and cornbread and beef. And it was so good. And that's all we had. It was just me and her, everybody sick or gone. And it was just me and Donna. We just sat there at the table eating our little corny beef casserole with a little light.
So you didn't
just
even
the
have the whole turkey and all the fixings?
Oh, no. No, there were way too many sick people. We were busy taking care of children. And so we just sat there together with our little Thanksgiving. So happy Thanksgiving, Donna. That was a good memory.
Oh, yeah. You were welling up a little.
I am.
You know.
That was really special.
Oh, well, we would pray and we would hope that those of you that won't be having family joining you this Thursday, connect with a friend, connect
yes.
with a neighbor, or if you can't connect with somebody, invite somebody over. One of the things that I'm so proud and pleased and grateful for the English conversation classes is some of the instructors are inviting some of the internationals
yeah.
to their home.
Yeah, that's great.
And I just thought, what a great way to celebrate this American tradition, but we are given thanks. And it's easy to explain. We're giving thanks to God. That's what the pilgrims did. That's what the settlers were
yeah.
doing. And it's just a great time of year to extend an invitation to somebody to come join you, to break bread together. So much happens over conversations, over meals. And so what an ideal time for people to gather together. And we would just pray that you would do that. Invite somebody over.
That's right.
Or even go out to a restaurant. Just say you can't plan and prepare and get all the fixings, and it's just, you know, overwhelming
oh, yeah.
because you're just one or two people maybe. Invite a friend and go to one of these buffets and be served and enjoy that. Yeah.
Praise God, Mark. Let's get everybody in the fold for Thanksgiving. Let's not leave anybody out this time. Yeah. I love that. And you have two people that you're especially thankful for this Thanksgiving.
Yes.
You were telling me.
It's the birthday of my brother, Stu. Yeah. It's on the 23rd. So he's like 53. And then my son David's birthday, and that was one of those confirmation God sightings many years ago when I started dating Holly and, you know, with David, that his birthday was the same as my brother. And
we thought,
well, that was just kind of neat and special. So happy birthday, Stu. Happy birthday, David. And what a great day to celebrate their lives on this day, on Thanksgiving Day, when we give thanks to God for so many things. So I give thanks to God for my son, David, and my super brother, Stu.
Super brother.
All right. So let's see. In our closing minute, can we close out the last page or two? Let's see.
Yes, we can do it.
Picture, there's an ad for Great News Radio. Wordsmith Workshop by Rob Seidenberg, Fall or Autumn. That was kind of an interesting story.
It is
story
very
about
interesting.
The difference. Why do we call it fall? Why do we call it autumn?
He knows a lot of things like that.
At some point, we're going to have this sweet lady. You loved her from the time you started reading this paper.
Yes.
And said she writes some of the best recipes or lists them out and
she's such
explains
an upbeat,
them.
Positive individual. It just soaks through everything.
And it's Betty Schmid?
Uh-huh.
And she lives, what, like beyond Cisna Park area somewhere north?
I thought it was Houston, but I'm not
sure. Houston?
Yeah.
Okay.
It could be Cisna
Park.
Okay,
so she's north.
Yeah.
North end of our signal area. Well, we're going to have her in. She does look like a sweetie.
And oh, yeah.
You said so many of the recipes that you've had, you've just really enjoyed and appreciate.
I have. And I've, since becoming the editor and since we have the paper, I've exchanged a couple emails with her. She's just really a nice person.
All right. Last couple pages, some more continuation stories on Brown County and Hamilton's.
Nevis.
And some other great ads that allow this paper to be free to over 100 area locations. And we just appreciate how God is already using the Prime Life Times. And we can't wait for our December edition to come out. We're adding four more pages and some new stories and content and puzzles and games. And
it's exciting.
As we look towards January, we're thinking we might even be adding four more pages. So no dull moments here. And so, hey, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of our Thanksgiving week. And we just pray God's blessings on you in the days ahead, especially on Thursday. And spend some time with friends and family and invite somebody over this Thursday or go out and take somebody with you.
Happy Thanksgiving, Mark.
Happy Thanksgiving, Mary Ann. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Have a great week. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Mary Ann Offenstein with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.